Statistics from TW Nick. And actually, the last presentation that's here, NIR fees discussion update from Toshiyuki Hosaka, JP Nick. Oh, is it too close?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah? Okay. actually, this would be transferred to a later session, which has been newly created called Special Session APNIC Fee Structure. And maybe, Maemura-san, you would like to explain a little bit more about this session?
Akinori Maemura, on behalf of APNIC-HC. As you know, that in our SIG session, we have had a lot of discussion about the fee structure, especially for the NIR fee structure, and it is right now under the discussion. And right now, as you had through the NIR-SIG mailing list, APNIC Secretariat circulate their proposal, but actually that's the discussion stuff for the possible new fee structure scenario. Then APNIC EC thinks that it is very important to have the open discussion, and we asked SIG chairs of the NIR-SIG to let us have the one session out of the two NIR-SIG session this time, and they kindly accepted. So. Today we have the NIR-SIG just only this session today, and then the latter session, which used to be assigned for the NIR-SIG, is named the fee structure session, which is open for everyone to have the discussion around one proposal from Secretariat and one from JPNIC, and also some other discussion about the fee structure. So thank you very much for SIG colleagues, and let's have a good discussion there. So we have the one single session of NIR-SIG, which is shared by the Izumi and David. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maemura-san. So basically, any fee-related issues would be discussed in the later session, which would be a separate session from the NIR-SIG. So let's proceed. Is there anything else on the agenda that you would like to, discuss? If not, okay, let's proceed. And first, the review of action item from the last SIG. We had two action items. And the first one is related to the... to what was proposed by James Shin from Chaonic at the two meetings before, to review the ERX FAQ to include NIR-related information, and actually confirm with him if he still feels the need, and he feels that Chaonic's project over ERX is over, so he doesn't really feel the need. So if the rest of you feel that it's, this action item is not relevant, I'm thinking of removing this from the action item. What do you all think? Any objections? No? Okay, so this action item is removed from the SIG. And the next one is regarding the last proposal that was made by the NIRs altogether related to the fee. And that was for the chair to make a proposal at the membership meeting, which I did. And as most of you know, that the consensus did reach at the meeting, but as a result, at the very end, the proposal itself did not reach consensus as from the community. Any questions on the action items? No? Okay. So, Chaonic update, the next would be Chaonic update from Jim Mann. Yeah.
System and ERX project and KRE who is Hello, good to meet you all. My name is Jinman Kim from KR League of NIDA, and I would like to tell you about KR League activities in general. First, I'm going to visit ERX project in Korea, then explain personal data protection of KR League quiz, and then KR League internal resource management system upgrade and demonstration. Lastly, I would like to close my presentation reporting Korea Internet Operation Conference 2005. This slide is about ERX project of KR League. Firstly, we checked ERX records by using member ISP's routing table since 2001. But we couldn't have exact information from this investigation. So since 2003, we cooperated with APNIC and looked for actual organization using ERX based on the information registered in ARIN. After we got exact information, we contacted ERX resource holders. Then we explained our ERX project and recommended them to transfer. So for this, we held two seminars on ERX project. So this is result of ERX project in Korea. In the beginning, some ERX holders were not affirmative about transporting ERX because of fee problem. So until now, they didn't pay anything for using ERX resource. But after they were changed and they agreed to transfer. So 49/16, 39/24, and 38 numbers were transferred from APNIC to KR League. This result was also reflected in KR League quiz, and KR League P schedule will be applied to the transfer resource in 2007. Next is, this page is about personal data protection of KR League quiz. So as you know, recently demand of privacy is increasing rapidly. So some people don't want disclosure their information in public. So, and some people also complain about showing their information to the public through KR League quiz. So in 2004, KR League recommended ISPs to add WHOIS policy to their contract with the customers. So for example, those who use IP address, your information could be published through WHOIS service. And last year, the KR League applied a partial hidden policy for personal data protection. So, personal hidden policy is And the user who don't wish to open their detailed information can request to hide their information through their upstream ISPs. So in KRLeague member website, ISPs were able to select hidden options for their assignment information. So hidden fields are a name and detailed address and phone number. So though KRLeague doesn't hide the whole assignment information at the moment, the KRLeague is considering to hide the whole assignment information in the future. So for example, let's see the open plus applied sample field information. So we can see the whole address and name and phone number. This is, let's see partial hidden plus applied sample field information. So as you see, the name, detailed address, and phone number are not published at this field information. This page is about KRLeague Internet Resource Management System. So in last year, KRLeague upgraded this IRMS. IRMS is the Internet Resource Management System. So main points of upgrade are real-time footage update and IP address and AS number management interface. So for this project, the KRLeague developed communication program between KRLeague and ISPs. So this communication program is make it possible to update footage in real time. So for example, so when ISPs update their customer DB, the changes will be reflected to KRLeague footage DB through communication program in real time. So KRLeague is distributed this program to ISPs. So we KRLeague expected that this program will be implemented to the major ISPs by the first half of 2006. And secondly, KRLeague made the IP address and AS number management interface and provided to ISPs. And ISPs can manage their IP address through KRLeague member website, and ISP will also make advantage of IP address and AS number management interface for easy footage update. This is the KRLeague Internet Resource Management System diagram. For reference, the KT. So KT is one of the biggest ISPs in Korea. The KT is done program test, and KT will apply this program soon. And DACOM and PubNet are doing tests this day. This is the main page of the management interface. So only the KRLeague member can log in. This is menu. So members can select IPv4 request, address request, and IPv6, and AS number. So members can check and manage their IP address status and usage. So at this site, member can register and change and delete their assignment information. So let me show you a KRLeague member site. This is the main page of member site. Existing, yeah. Hanaro Telecom.
All right.
Yeah.
And you know the password.
Yeah. I just borrowed.
Actually, the password we gave
So at this site, the members can check their information and they request IPv4 address and IPv6 address and AS number. So for example, the IPv4, this is the address block that HANANET is holding. This is address block and prefix, and this is the usage of address block. So they can check the assignment status. At this site, they can change their assignment information and delegation and register. At this site, the HANANET hostmaster can change information. They can register at this page. Yeah, new. And this is
do you have any batch process for the host for blocks or assignment
breakers?
Yes. My question is that do you have any batch process for the
basic process?
Yeah, for a lot of the assignment records to into the database.
Like process?
Yeah.
Yeah. Processing large assignments at the same time. So
yeah.
Not making individual assignments, but like maybe 100 assignment records can be processed at once. That's the question, right?
At that time, they can use the communication program. Yeah, it's usually use the minor ISPs, and the major ISPs can use the communication program. So this is expected result. We can expect more convenience for IP address and AS number management, and more accurate for which information, and it's effective cooperation between CareLink and ISPs by automation and simplification. Lastly, CareLink has the Korea Internet Operation Conference 2005 from December 8 to December 9. So about 320 attendees we attend this in this conference. Experts presented about BCN and VoIP, IPTV, IPv6, and internet governance. Thank you, that's all.
Thank you very much. Yeah, very interesting presentation. Are there any questions from anybody regarding this presentation?
Hi, I'm Louis from Equinix. I also represent the ASOAC. I'm wondering if you would be able, if you would be willing to share the code for the members' website with other regions, other RIRs, to be able to help them develop their member website if there are any changes or features that you might see that you want from them. Maybe there's some more collaboration, or was there already some collaboration going on to develop your website? Do you need me to repeat it?
Is it okay to speak over the microphone? I'm sorry, because it's live broadcast.
We will think about it, sharing the code.
And I would have, I have a question. I would have thought that it would take a lot of efforts to collaborate with the ISP system because, each individual ISP's internal system has different, specifications.
Yeah.
So your tool, I mean, how did you deal with this kind of problem?
So we recommended.
And maybe to follow up with that, an API of some sort that you could publish for the ISPs to integrate their tools with yours.
Okay, this is our whole system diagram. We have a main database there, and this is storage. We use Hitachi from a Japanese made. And this storage can duplicate its DB. So we have about 20 kilometers away, there is another storage, so it duplicates the domain name database and IP database real time, about 20 kilometers away. And it is connected to IRMS, which just he demonstrated. And this is also connected to ISPs with a communication program. So we provided API to ISPs, so they can use our API to their customer database system. So when ISP update their customer database, it goes to our database real time. So for ISPs, nothing more to manage for IP assignment. Just update their customer database, it comes to Kearney. But only Korea Telecom is ready to connect to our system. And two more ISPs are testing, so it's just starting.
You're using XML tracking?
Yeah. Actually, we used EPP.
Okay.
Yeah. And Hui's system is connected to our database. So if our database is updated, it's the changes are automatically reflected to Hui's. And we pulls out the zone file from our database, so it goes to DNS system. That's about the whole diagram of our system. Questions?
For a detailed explanation, it was very clear, but any other questions? No?
One question. Akino Maimura from JP. The slide, which is the second last slide, you reported that you held a Korea Internet Operations Conference. And then I remember that APNIC meeting in Seoul is with a conjunction with the Korea Internet Operations Workshop or something, KIWO anyway. What is the difference? That is my question.
Name was changing in last year. Yeah.
Just quickly.
Last year, Korea Internet Operation Workshop, but last year we changed the name to Workshop to Conference.
All right, so it's basically the same, but the name has been changed. Yeah. All right, okay.
Do you have any online mailing this kind of forum for this conference? No?
Yeah, we have. So, the URL.
Yes, I may. I wonder if this kind of on-site discussion is held. Okay, I understand. And I wonder if you have such an online discussion like NANOG or, in our case, JANOG. They have the mailing list, and then they have the online on-site meetings. Okay. For the coordination.
It's not open, it's closed.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Hi, Paul Wilson from APNIC. Just coming back to the technical framework there, it looks very impressive, and the website is very interesting, so thanks for the demo. But just on a related matter, at the DNSSEC tomorrow, there'll be a presentation about APNIC's framework for DNS management, which also includes some API-style provisions for updating of data using XML. And so if anyone here is interested, this is actually of particular interest to the NIRs and the shared zone management for reverse DNS, but if anyone's interested in that in general, then that's going to be demonstrated by Terry from APNIC tomorrow. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. So let's move on to the next presenter, Tao Chen.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to introduce our recent IP edge allocation work of CNIC. CNIC has allocated, up to now, CNIC has allocated more than 200 200 B class IP v4 addresses, and we have about 160 members. Most of them are small and medium members. This is a structure of our members. Next, I want to introduce statistics results. We just want to know what is the IP distribution on the mainland of China. The data from APNIC Hui database. From this graph, we can notice China, mainland of China has 4A class IP address, and you can notice the deep blue province, about six province on more half of IP address of China, and other province have others. If we want to each Chinese have equal opportunity to share internet, we should build more infrastructure, and we think we need more IP address, and hope get assistance from APNIC. We last year we held two member meeting. The last time we covered with APNIC, there are about 100 delegates, some from APNIC members. We made a survey. About 88% are satisfied with our IP allocation work, and they also gave us a lot of good suggestion. There are two problem our member care about. One is new IP address block is not available for some website or network. In fact, as soon as we received APNIC new IP block announcement letter, we will post the letter on our website. This is a website, and notify our member and other organization, APNIC and CNIC will allocate new IP block. We hope this method can help. The second is sometimes member IP address was added on black address because spam and other problem. Members need our help. Normally we will assist a member to do some help, to do something to help them. For example, if a member needs hour to prove the IP address belong to him, we will send some certificates to the member and the relative organization. Hope they can unblock the address, and we also recommend our member to register the IP address if they allocate the IP address to their member to the customer, and give more details. That's all. Thanks.
Mainly introduced the Bogan issue that we've also discussed in the NIR workshop. So do you think by posting this kind of information, it helped reduce problems with IP address that you've mentioned that it doesn't get filtered out?
In fact, I'm up to now, I don't think of efficient method to resolve the problem. I hope we can get help from APNIC. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Paul Wilson again. There is a project underway at APNIC to debogonize address space. Have we heard about?
Yes, I think Art has given us an update at the workshop yesterday. It was not open session, but among APNIC and NIR Hostmasters.
Okay, so that's an active activity that's underway at APNIC to address this issue with the address blocks that come to us from IANA when they come, or also, in fact, for any addresses that are returned from APNIC members or that come through ERX, because the blacklisting and so forth can happen anywhere. So if anyone wants any information about that, then please ask me or talk to some of the APNIC help desk.
Thank you, Paul. So it seems that APNIC is working on this, but if there are any NIRs who have faced the same issue and, you know, had a good solution or something, it would be good if we can share it here.
Yeah, also it's helpful for us. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions?
I can remember Japanese. I'd like to have the have your what kind of shape your member meeting was, because we Japanese also has the member meeting, and we had several complaints, for example, and that is a very, you know, I am so curious about what kind of problem was raised from your member. And what kind of the solution you have or you have done, for example? Can we share?
Are you talking about a specific topic or?
For example, I've got some example from of the compliant from your members.
Oh, right. I think he just wants to know the major comments you receive from your members in the membership meeting.
Yeah, for example.
Like in JPNIC's case, we receive like, oh, JPNIC should do this, or we're facing this kind of problems. So do you receive any comments from your members when you hold your members meeting?
Yeah, we have formal policy procedure. And because this problem is beyond our ability, I just want to submit relative recommendation. And normally, if we receive a complaint about our work and IP allocation, we will follow our policy procedure and give a satisfaction, give answer to our member. We have procedure graph. I remember I have saw it on the NRSIG last night.
Okay, so you sometimes receive complaints about like your services, but you explain your procedures to your members. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if we can resolve the problem by ourselves, we will contact them by phone and other email.
You're talking about the spoken issue.
I think it's beyond our ability, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to resolve.
Yeah, true.
And just one more note on the Debogon project at APNIC. I forgot to mention it's in this current edition of APSA, a description of how the project is operating and what the schedules are and so forth. So that's being distributed this week.
Right. Okay, so we look forward to reading the details in APSA. Thank you, Paul. I think we can have one more question, but yeah.
I'm Yong from VNE. Yes, I just would like to know how do you support your member when they need the help to remove their IP space from blacklist?
I have dealt with some case, and if they can find which organization block their IP address, and we, CNIC and our member will send email to the complaint email. Normally they will publish their complaint email address, and we will assist our member to contact the organization and say the IP address is belong to our member, and because some spam or other reason, and it was blocked by your organization, and I hope, we hope we can use the IP address normally. So could you please like this? And sometimes it will be useful, but sometimes I just want to say there is no efficient method to deal with it.
Okay, thank you. So you basically try to contact the people who are filtering those address space, and it works sometimes, but it doesn't always work.
We just try our best to help our member.
Right, okay. Does that answer your question? Yep. Thank you very much, Tao Chen. So the next speaker would be Ching He. Yep.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Jing Heng Gu from TBAMNIC, and today I will present about the Taiwan Routing Table Statistics new service in TBAMNIC. This is our outline. First, I will summarize the TBAMNIC member service in 2005, followed by the Taiwan Routing Table Statistics query system, and the conclusion and the suggestions. This slide shows the TWNIC member services in 2005. We have two TWNIC member meetings and two open policy meetings. These two open policy meetings is held on June and November. Besides, there are three member training courses, including the IP policy, and the request tutorial, IPv6, and the VOIP seminar. Another one is the one APNIC training course. There are two network workshops conjunction with Cisco. It is a security and the QoS workshop. We have five IP committee meetings. Photo is the OPN. Besides, we have some service systems, the IMS system, the resource management system, and the looking glass system, and the bandwidth connectivity survey system. These systems have finished before 2005. Last year, we begin a new project to do the Taiwan Routing Table Statistics Query System. I show about the bandwidth connection survey system right now. This survey system update the data 3 months a year. So we have four times a year to update the data. The data is provided by ISPs of Taiwan. In this map, we can show that every ISP in Taiwan to connect with different ISPs and other countries. For example, now it's the data process update in our database. So it's okay. Yes, Australia, there are two connections to HANA and TWK. There is China. Yes. China and Indonesia and India and Japan. Japan here. Many ISP have direct connection to Japan, the Korea, and the Philippines, Singapore, and the Vietnam. Yes. We have one connection to TWK. The the most connection bandwidth is you to the American. So is the So we can use this map to show how many connections to different countries. Of course, if we choose the ISP, we can show his connection to other ISPs. And so it's our fresh map, the connection system. Besides, we have some print and the research. We do the Taiwan ISP directory every year. So we just finished our 2005 Taiwan ISP directory this month. Followed, we have the Taiwan Internet Historical Project. We have a map. We have built a web page to show the result of the Taiwan internet history on the website. And so they separate different periods to. So the 1985 to 1991 is the beginning period, and 1992 to 1995 is the development period. And the 1996 to 2000 is the growing period, and now is the application period. So it's because this web is all Chinese, so maybe just we haven't considered to translate this data to English. this slide just show our some detail about the internet connection map. So the data is provided by the ISP, IX, ICP, and the academic network. And some government to TWNIC and W build up this connection map. That is our 2005 Taiwan ISP directory. It's just one. So the follow, I hope to introduce the new service in Taiwan. It's about the Taiwan Routing Table Statistics Query System. In TWNIC Force OPN, the project to analyzing the BGP routing table in Taiwan was proposed by TWNIC. This project aimed to analyze the BGP routing table and the WHOIS database belong to Taiwan LIRs, which will provide us the current usage status of LIRs in IP and the AS number. This query system has been developed by TWNIC and some members, including the HANA, CNET, and the APTG. The system workflow is shown in this slide. We first we collect the BGP routing table every week, every Monday, and the three ISP provide their BGP routing table to TDAMIC, stored in our data in our database. This import data to the BGP routing table statistics function. We have about 20 statistics items to show the sum result by the routing table. Finally, we report these the items. So later I will show the website to show the results. The status items including the routing aggregation and the IP ASN entries and the SUN AS number routing table, such as origin only AS, transit AS. Follow the comparison on whose database and the routing table, and we can know the total IP address in Taiwan and the total AS number in Taiwan and the prefix from unregistered AS number and the prefix using announced from unallocated address space. Finally, we can show the prefix length distribution. So I show the it's our query system website. And, there are three ISPs provide its routing table. The data has been filled by Taiwan LIR's IP and the AS number. If we enter this, the status data, status item has will show up, and such as the number of route entries and the aggregation number, and some average prefix lengths, followed by the some statistics about AS number, such like number of transit AS, such as number of distinct AS pairs or AS pairs lengths. The three term is the comparison with routing table and the whose database. So we can know the prefix from unregistered AS number or the number of the special use prefix. The fourth is the distribution of the prefix. So because we update the data every Monday, so this is the new list data on this Monday, the February 27th. Yeah. So to summarize, the Taiwan Routing Table Status Query System is a new service in TDAMIC, and the status is updated every Monday. The practical usage of the IP resource can be aware for NIR's interest. The following test will to develop the status diagram to show the trend of the different query items. If any NIR has the interest to establish your own query system from your domestic routing table, we are very glad to share our experience and the mechanism. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for introducing a very interesting project. Are there any questions regarding this project or, well, anything, you know, that Ching Han has introduced? No? Okay, thank you very much. The current agenda on the web is over, but we still have some time. And I think I remember Toshi requested to make a presentation regarding the DNS. Would you like to make? Yeah, we still have time, so. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sounds good. Actually, yeah, at the NIR workshop yesterday, Salveh has introduced, you know, have briefly mentioned that, you know, ways to coordinate between APNIC community and each NIR's communities. And we've shared information about each of our situations and ways to have a better coordination between, you know, the communities within NIR's region and AP region. I think we've basically shared how we run our meetings, but if there are any ideas or comments on improvements on better coordination, yeah, I'd be glad to hear. Any comments from anyone? No? Okay. Oh, yeah, it's showing.
Okay, this is my presentation regarding reverse DNS lookup failure feature occurs last year. And this is the presentation which I am going to present in DNSSIG, which is held tomorrow. Okay, so you can come to DNSSIG as well. Today, I will briefly mention about this trouble because this is the this occurred under the NIR management zone. So, trouble overview. This trouble occurred in 2005, October 23. The trouble detail is like this: reverse DNS lookups failure. To part of JP and KR networks and ERX ranges from the APNIC region maintained in Erin reverse DNS zones. JPNIC had 216 class Bs. This is our affected zone. And in addition to this, part of Keronic zone and APNIC ERX range, so this is very large affected zone. Mm-hmm. And cause of failure of this cause of failure is reported in APNIC's APNIC website and also mailing list, which is like this: the security update on Saturday, October 22nd by APNIC, caused some errors in APNIC shared zone reverse delegation data. This resulted in some reverse DNS records accidentally being undelegated. So, what is the impact of a reverse DNS lookup failure? One of those is denial of connection. There was a report to JPNIC that network access control, which is TCP wrapper, specified by a domain, rejected valid connections. Example of the setting would be like this, dot example JP. And some emails message could not be relayed because some mail servers is requesting reverse DNS lookup to decide whether this is the spam or not. Like this, like that. But basically, impact varies depending on the application settings by server manager. But reverse DNS lookup is still critical as forward DNS lookup for ISPs because it could cause their service interruption. So we can say reverse DNS lookup is a very critical infrastructure. So we have some opinion or comment from JP communities. Like, initial travel report was too late. ISPs, basically ISPs need immediate report as soon as the problem was detected, because they have to announce that there is a problem in internet networks to notify their customers, and they need official information, not in official information such as rumor or something. So according to our record, on October 23rd, one of our network operator emailed to Janak mailing list for this trouble. And actually, the same day, on 10 p.m., the problem was fixed. But the first report by JPNIC was made on the next day, 24th. And the first report by APNIC was made 5 days later. So this caused some trouble to our members. The second comment from our community was when DNS infrastructure is in trouble, telephone or fax contact may be more appropriate than web or emails, because if DNS failure, you may be not be able to access the web or cannot retrieve emails. So some people say 24/7 emergency contact to LIRs was necessary. So here are the issues. We should recognize again that RIR and NIR is responsible for reverse DNS zone management, and this is a very important service to the community. And we should consider how to detect such a problem and how to notify this problem to the communities. And we should consider RIR and NIR cooperation, and we should need some escalation procedure between RIR and NIR. Improvements regarding this issue was already made by NIR and RIRs. Automated alert script implemented both APNIC and JPNIC, so both APNIC and JPNIC can notice if any reverse DNS failure occurred. And escalation procedure between APNIC and JPNIC was already defined, so JPNIC can contact APNIC technical staff 24/7. And APNIC increased the visibility of service out status, and APNIC changed the scheduled maintenance window to weekdays, avoiding weekend. Actually, this trouble occurred in weekend, so we are in trouble to contact to APNIC immediately. So that's all for now. And in DNS SIG, you can see Sanjaya's presentation regarding this improvements from APNIC side. So I would recommend to come to DNS SIG to hear that presentation from Sanjaya. Thank you.
Any questions or comments about this presentation?
No? Yeah. May we hear from Terry talk about this? Thanks.
Sure. I'm Terry from APNIC. I'd like to firstly thank Toshi for a very well-balanced report of the issue that occurred. And as Toshi did say, there will be a presentation tomorrow in the DNS SIG to cover the improvements that we are putting in place for the DNS generation system. We've been looking at the DNS generation system at APNIC for, in fact, a very long time. It's a complex world, and we've had some impositions put on the APNIC from not only the membership from the NIRs, but also from inter-RIR coordination that has made the system complex, in fact, more complex to what it should be. And as you could well understand, everybody wants an ability to manage the DNS. And when everyone wants to manage something, everyone has access to it and different entry points and different exit points. So I think the most I can say at this point in time is come along to the DNS SIG tomorrow, take a look at what the roadmap for DNS generation will be, and raise any questions and concerns there.
Do you have any other NIRs face this kind of situation? Not necessarily regarding DNS, but regarding who is, or I don't know, something related to your services, and you had complaints from your members and or something like that? No?
Hi, Paul again. I'd just like to mention that while we've had at APNIC, we've had operational on-call staff for many years now. We had omitted or not seen the need to share the contact details with NIRs. Obviously, I think as we'd all understand, to make those details completely public is not going to be welcomed by the individuals who are on call. But given our close working relationship with the NIRs, I'm committed to make sure that you can contact, if you need to, urgently contact APNIC technical on-call staff for any purpose at all, that you should be able to do that any time. And so that's certainly the intention. I leave it to you to judge how urgent it needs to be to wake someone up in the middle of the night, for instance, but I think we need to make that open to you so that you can get help if you need it from APNIC at any time of the day or night. So those measures, like moving the maintenance window into the week so that we don't have the sort of possibility of or the increased possibility of some unforeseen after effect, there are a number of measures that we've taken like that, but one that's critical is just the on-call number, and you should all be aware that that you've got access to that number, and if you don't, then please get in touch with myself or Sanjay, and we'll make sure that you've got the details you need. Thanks.
I can remind more from something, I don't know, other than JPNIC. I observed the discussion within the general when that trouble occurred. And then I had several input from the network engineer in ISP in Japan. And for me, it was not so clear that the reverse DNS service is so very important. But I could say, for example, oh, that's internet. Internet may sometimes broken, for example. But from the input from the ISP engineer was a bit different. ISPs has the customers, and the customers sometimes runs the critical application over the internet. For example, the VPN access. And the transaction of the trade, for example. So generally speaking, the well-known application is tougher than the specific application. For example, the mail system, web, that kind of very well-known application is okay, but you know, the special application like some kind of a transaction kind of thing is quite, you know, just developed for that for the purpose. In that case, that if there is not so tolerant for the trouble, then if the reverse DNS system failed, then their very critical application will stop for the time being. So that is really, really critical, and that problem will be claimed to the ISPs, and also possibly being demanded some kind of the compensation from the customer to the ISP. So I found that this service is quite important for the sense. So I think that the most important thing is the setting the SLA to the customer of us which are the ISPs and the LIRs, and then the guarantee that SLA a service level. So that kind of activity is now under. We are trying to establish that kind of the systems within the JPNIC, and also we continuously ask JPNIC for the assistance. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maimon-san. I think the agenda is basically over, but is there anything else that you would like to discuss or raise on NIR-related matters? No? Okay, then I suppose we can close the session, but I just have like our housekeeping notes, so just bear with me for a while. First, we have the APNIC social event tonight, and people who have received tickets, please bring your tickets, and the details of where to meet and things like that is on the back of the ticket. The bus will leave from Level 1 Plaza deck at 7:10, so please make sure you don't miss it. And my APNIC and Policy Flash demo will be, you can see them at APNIC help desk all day, so you can just, you know, I'll hop in and see how it's like. And there will be the fee session discussing the APNIC fee revision. This will be after this session today from 4 to 5:30 in room M3. So I hope, you know, as many people as possible will join these discussions. Thank you very much to everyone who made the presentations and the people who've given inputs to the SIG. Thank you.